Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to summarize who I've talked to from the day before. I ran into Joe Strenad there at Pratt. He was pulling out. They are custom cutters, and they were headed to Tribune, just finished at Pratt just prior to the rain, and were pulling up to Tribune. Weren't sure if the crop was quite ready yet, but that was where they were headed next. A Kansas co-op in Iuka, I talked with Anthony Holmes, he's the location manager, thinks he has about 5 more days of harvest in that area. It's starting to wind down, and about every day several people get done. So that's starting to wind down in the Iuka area. Northwest of Iuka, by Byers, Kent Moore had finished that day. He had finished his dry land a few days ago and had one irrigated circle. His dry land was very disappointing, but his irrigated was very good. They were just, you know, a rain or two away from having a good crop. It came through winter great, had a great stand, but got no help. Visited then with Keith Lamb up west of Maxville at Belpre. He is, of course, a crop consultant for KFE Ag Services, and the dry land in that area is disappointing as well. The irrigated even isn't that much if they weren't willing to start irrigating early and to really maximize the tillers. It's 50 on up from there, but wasn't really good. Was able to talk to Rusty Owens at Havlin. He's with Alliance Ag and Grain, and that's the farthest east location for Alliance Ag and Grain. He's the Southern Grain, Region Grain Operations Manager, and the proteins are really, really good there. And by the time you get to Havlin, for those who don't know, it's maybe 30, 40 miles west of Pratt, the yields are starting to pick up again. And amazingly enough, even with good yields, the protein has been good on that wheat. They have wheat that they'll probably need to store for a year or two because it's so high in protein that they don't want to waste the opportunity to try to keep that around for future years to blend up low protein, because for the most part there hasn't been any low protein wheat anywhere. Visited then with Justin Clouditz and in Bloom, which is South Central Ford County. His yields have varied a great deal. He has some up by Dodge that isn't nearly as good as down by Bloom down in that area. They've gotten some good wheat down in that area, and they're moving along fairly well, but they were just so they weren't having to worry about where they ran before because of mud, and now they've gotten 2+ inches, so it'll be a few days, and there'll be some water holes before they'll have to cut around. Visited with Travis Fieser at Kismet, and he is just about to finish. He has half a circle of irrigated yet and a little bit of dry land. Wheat there is very good. He's just had a really good wheat year in that area. The cotton is off to a great start. And that they'd gotten 3+ inches of rain in that area too, so might be a few days before they can finish completely. So that was a summary of where we visited on Wednesday. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.